the ability to respond to a customer inquiry quickly makes all the difference in the world. If you're not organized, you have a very difficult time not only recruiting new customers, but retaining them. This is Pat Bosco. I had the pleasure of serving as a university administrator for over 50 years. This podcast gives us a chance to visit with you about our ability to make a difference, to be authentic, sincere, to present an opportunity for everyone in an organization to have their voices heard. It's important that everyone within the organization understands the importance of being responsive, to have a smile on their face, to have a smile in their voice, to understand the importance of the person in front of them or on the phone or making an inquiry through social media, that the immediate response makes all the difference in the world. Amazon, same-day delivery. I noticed a commercial the other night that talked about someone picking up your junk. If you call this company, the commercial says, that afternoon, we pick up your junk. I think that illustrates a sense of urgency. Car dealers now are saying openly, they'll pick up your car, take it to their shop, and then bring it back to you. It's a change in ability to be organized. You're making it very easy to retain as well as recruit a customer. We would often talk about with admissions representatives to make sure that they come early and they leave late for every single program, whether it's a college fair or high school presentation. That's important to be there and illustrate that you're organized, that you're prepared, that this moment as you're before a high school a student group is important to you and important to them. Our financial aid administrators, we assigned a financial aid administrator to every single student family by name so that everyone understood that as we think about an affordable institution, we're going to make sure that your financial aid needs are met. If there's any way that we could make it happen, the name on this piece of paper is committed to you and your family to ensure that nothing's going to fall through the cracks. I attended a barbecue. My son was competing in a barbecue north of Kansas City, and we were greeted by a gentleman in a golf cart. His name was George. George made sure that every single entry, and there were about 100 or so in this rural community, every single entry to the barbecue contest had his name and cell phone number. That if you got a problem or concern in the next 2 days, this is my name and this is my cell phone. That's the same philosophy I had for decades at K-State, where every single student's family that enrolled at our school got my home phone number. We are organized in a position where we demonstrate that this person, this family, is critically important to our ability to be successful. Recently, on the back of a tractor trailer was a sign about drivers. And often you see these driver ads on the back of a tractor trailer, call this number. Well, this particular message said, Mary needs drivers. Call Mary at this number. That's a commitment that I'm thinking, I'm going to call Mary if I want to drive for this company. And I think Mary's going to be on the end of that phone. And she's organized and ready to respond to a specific inquiry. I think all correspondents ought to have a person's name and a contact information. I'm against emails or general correspondence that I receive and they say, well, call this number if you've got a concern. Well, call so-and-so. I'm right. I want to make sure I'm organized in a way that I'm up close and personal and be able to respond to any concerns that you have. I think authentic organizations do everything they can to put themselves in the position to be organized, to respond to inquiries quickly, to put themselves in a position where they are understanding the competition, and the competition is greater than ever before. So as we look at our organizations, whether it's large or small, think in terms of how can we be more organized and put ourselves in a position where we're responsive to every single inquiry and that we spend energy retaining those individuals that are part of our organization, part of our family. That's authentic leadership.